Here are the briefs released by the Squamish RCMP on local crime for the week of April 25 to May 1. Duwis police impounded a couple of vehicles last weekend after the drivers were found to be impaired. One case happened on April 30 around 4:30 a.m. when a road maintenance crew member reported an impaired driver to RCMP. The crew member had taken the driver's keys and moved him away from the driver's seat. Police arrived and saw obvious signs of impairment in the driver, who then failed two breath samples. In another incident the day before, on April 29, officers were conducting a sobriety check stop when a car failed to stop. Officers caught up to and pulled over the driver. The new driver showed signs of impairment and told police he had one drink earlier. However, his breath test indicated he had consumed more. The driver then failed two breath tests. Police issued the driver a ticket for driving contrary to restrictions. In both these instances, police issued the drivers 90-day driving prohibitions and impounded the cars for 30 days under the Motor Vehicle Act. Donnybrook on Cleveland. A brawl between two men in front of a bar on Cleveland Avenue led to one of the men being knocked out, police say. On April 30, at about 1:45 a.m., two men were outside the local liquor establishment on Cleveland Avenue when they got into a fight. One man knocked out the other, leaving him briefly unconscious. Paramedics with BC Ambulance took the injured man to the hospital for further treatment. He did not suffer significant injuries, police say. He told police he did not wish to pursue assault charges against the other man, so the police file has been closed. Assault with bear spray leads to arrest. A pedestrian walking his dog was pepper sprayed by a passing driver after an altercation between the two on April 29. Police say that just before 8 p.m., the man was walking his dog along Stawamis Road when a truck sped by. The man yelled at the driver to slow down, and the driver bear sprayed the man and drove away. The men know each other, according to the RCMP. Paramedics with BC Ambulance were called to help the man decontaminate himself from the bear spray. Police located the driver and arrested him for assault with a weapon. He was released with a future court date. Stolen Tesla tracked on April 26. A Tesla owner helped police track it after it was stolen. Police say that just before 4 p.m., officers were alerted that the Model 3 Tesla was being tracked by its owner. The car was traveling more than 160 km per hour on Highway 99. Officers located the car near Highway 99 and Alice Lake Road. They arrested the driver and a female passenger for possession of stolen property. The man already was under a legal condition, restriction he not be in a car without the owner's consent, so he was also arrested for breaching his conditions. Anyone with any information regarding the above files is asked to contact the Squamish RCMP at 604-892-6100, Crimestoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS, or the website www.solvecrime.ca. Total number of files for the week: 150 false alarm calls, 6 false, abandoned 911 calls, 3 collision investigations, 10 Mental Health Act calls, 1 theft from vehicle calls, 2.